The next kina follows a pattern, like many of Elazar Kala's kinas, and he speaks about, it starts with Eicha, and it goes, how did you do this terrible thing to us? And V'loi Zacharta, you didn't remember this and this. V'chein Bitina, and therefore we expressed Zechor Hashem Oyalanu. So this is a pattern that follows all of them. Very similar. There's one difference. All of the kinnis are kinnis of all of the paragraphs or the phrases here speak about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Klal Yisrael. La'abid v'yadayim emunecha, legalis v'yad geim gulecha, la'adif v'yad hoylem emunecha, and so on. The one difference is the Zion. Is Eich Zanachta B'Zamecho L'Zalzel B'Yad Zorim Zvulecha. The one that deals with Beis HaMikdash specifically is a Zalzel B'Yad Zorim. The rest of them invite to go back to Klal Yisrael. And it could be because we have to understand that the Klal Yisrael's Tkufis, there were two Tkufis in Klal Yisrael. There was a Tkufa of Midbar, and a Tkufa Beis HaMikdash. The Tkufa of Midbar was like Erisin, where we were Nivdal from Umas Olam, but we didn't have a Chibur Nitzchi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was the Bechin of Erisin. Coming into Beis HaMikdash at Yisrael was the Bechin of Nesuin. Loi Bechdi, the Agadites and the Sugi of Eretz Yisrael is at the end of Ksubis, because it's a pchina of Nesuin. The description of Nesuin in the Torah is bias, called Torah bebias yechol. Bias is in Erisin, you don't live one bias. Nesuin is two people making one bias, and therefore, v'leizacharto chitun chukei choyer v'shachakim lecha. In as much as there's a pchinas chitun, when you're talking about other things, you're talking about klal Yisrael as the klal. As when you're talking about the chitun of the chukei choyer, then we're talking about the bias, and that's why specifically that's miyuchad for the churban of the bias. Eicha atzda ba pecho la beit ba'ad adimim memunecho v'loi zacharto v'zacharto v'izbein apsorim 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 v'zachar